Hearing God's Call, an audio introduction to the Catholic faith. This is the seventh of a 30-session program produced by the Catholic Inquiry Centre, an agency of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference. The title of this session is God's Call, Saints and Heroes, Part 2. In this session, we look at two different heroes of the Catholic Church, Dorothy Day and St. Vincent de Paul. Dorothy Day. Dorothy Day was born in Brooklyn, New York, in 1897 and raised in Chicago. In 1914, she went to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign on a scholarship. 2 years later, she dropped out and moved to New York's Greenwich Village. Dorothy Day initially lived a bohemian lifestyle with two common-law marriages and an abortion, which she later wrote about in her semi-autobiographical novel, The 11th Virgin. With the birth of her daughter, Tamar, she began a period of spiritual awakening, which led her to embrace Catholicism, joining the Church in December 1927. The Catholic Worker movement started with the Catholic Worker newspaper, created to stake out a neutral, pacifist position in the incredible war-torn 1930s. This grew into a house of hospitality in the slums of New York City, and then a series of farms where the poor could live together communally. The movement quickly spread to other cities in the United States and to Canada and the United Kingdom. More than 30 independent but affiliated Catholic worker communities had been founded by 1941. By the 1960s, Day was embraced by Catholics. Yet, although Dorothy Day had written passionately about women's rights, free love and birth control in the 1910s, she opposed the sexual revolution of the 60s, saying she had seen the ill effects of a similar sexual revolution in the 1920s. Dorothy Day had a progressive attitude towards social and economic rights, combined with a very orthodox and traditional sense of Catholic morality and piety. She was also a member of the Industrial Workers of the World. Prayer and rigorous prayer life were integral to Dorothy's work. Her rosary and her copy of the Prayer of the Church accompanied her no matter where she was. Mott Street in New York, with sharecroppers in Alabama, in the grape fields of Delano, or indeed in Rome as an observer at Vatican II. For Dorothy Day, doing good works without prayer was futile. In March of 2000, Pope John Paul II granted the Archdiocese of New York permission to open Dorothy Day's cause as the first step to her being proclaimed a saint. Saint Vincent de Paul. Vincent was a man who took some time to find his true vocation. He was born in the south of France around 1580. His family survived through hard work and thrift. Encouraged by his father, Vincent sought ordination as a priest and was ordained when he was 20. It appears that the chief reason that Vincent became a priest was his desire to get an important job in the church. He wanted to obtain enough money to retire early, return home, and provide for his family. Although he tried hard to advance his career, his early hopes for promotion in the church came to nothing. In 1608, Vincent moved to Paris, where he came under the influence of wise teachers and a mentor. Vincent's worldly ambition then gradually receded, and his attention to God increased. In 1612, Vincent found himself pastor of a poor rural parish northwest of Paris. It was here, amongst the poor, that he felt called by God to work more closely with people who needed help. In 1619, King Louis XIII appointed Vincent as head chaplain of the galley convict ships. Vincent was responsible for the spiritual well-being of all the galley convicts of France. His people were the poorest of the poor. Vincent had gradually experienced two types of conversion. First, he was converted to serve the poor, and those in great need became the center of his life. The second conversion was in his idea of priesthood. Vincent changed from seeing priesthood as a career to seeing it as a personal relationship with Jesus. By nature, Vincent was moody and tended towards being sad. He decided that he could not simply say he was made that way and could not change. During an extended period of prayer, Vincent asked God to help him change. His prayer was answered, but not all at once. In the joy of serving others, Vincent gradually came to understand the direction in which his life should go, and he became less moody and less sad. In 1625, he founded the congregation of the mission, later known as the Vincentians. Until his death in 1660, Vincent worked tirelessly with the poor and assisted in the training of priests. With a widow named Louise de Marillac, Vincent founded a group of religious sisters called the Daughters of Charity. These sisters gave their lives to visiting the sick in their homes, to ministering in hospitals, and to caring for prisoners, orphans, the mentally ill, and the homeless of Paris. 200 years after the time of Vincent, the St. Vincent de Paul Society was founded in France by Frederick Ozanam. This society is made up of Catholic laypeople and was founded in the spirit of St. Vincent de Paul. It is often known in Australia simply as Vinnies. This society provides much-needed care for the poor and marginalised people of our own time. We now set aside some time for personal reflection. You might want to press the pause button and spend some time either writing or drawing your response to each of these three questions. Question number one. Dorothy Day was passionate in her commitment to care for others in need. What do you think God is calling you to do? Question 2. St. Vincent de Paul was moody and tended towards being sad. At one stage in his life, he asked God to help him change. God answered his prayer, but not all at once. Vincent discovered that it was in the joy of serving others that he became less moody and less sad. Identify an aspect of your life that you want some help from God to change. And question 3. As you take this session to prayer, think about the aspect of your life you want to place before God. A film available on DVD that might help to explore stories of service to those on the margins of society is Entertaining Angels, The Dorothy Day Story. Made in 1996, this film was directed by Michael Ray Rhodes and stars Moira Kelly. A significant 20th century woman who experienced a call from God in the United States is Dorothy Day. The film on her life is Entertaining Angels. She offers encouragement to people who struggle. Not a Catholic in her early life, she lived a bohemian lifestyle with two relationships and an abortion. After her conversion, she worked tirelessly for the Catholic worker movement and for human rights causes. She is being considered for canonization. Entertaining Angels shows her in action, an ordinary saint in a modern setting. We conclude with a prayer for the intercession of servant of God, Dorothy Day. God, our Creator, your servant Dorothy Day exemplified the Catholic faith by her conversion, life of prayer and voluntary poverty, works of mercy, and witness to the justice and peace of the gospel. May her life inspire people to turn to Christ as their Saviour and guide, to see His face in the world's poor, and to raise their voices for the justice of God's kingdom. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.